Hello everyone, this is Gwen. 欢迎来到每天都会更新的每日早读。A little effort every day, you will make a big difference. 今天早读首先我们来用英音读一下。It was obvious that no matter what we were being put through, it was just temporary, and we were going to be able to get through it. 美音版。It was obvious that no matter what we were being put through, it was just temporary, and we were going to be able to get through it. 首先我们来做英音的语言讲解，我们来看 it was, 这个 was, 首先我们要注意它是一个 schwa sound, 是一个 a, 后面的这个 obvious, 这个 ou 字母组合同样它是一个 schwa sound, 应该是一个 a 的元音。很多同学会把这两个词汇发成卷舌的，比如说 was, 或者是 obvious。听起来好像也没有什么太大的问题，但是我一定要注意这里面呢，单词内部不含有字母二的时候是肯定不要卷舌的。我们来看，虽然 OU 字母组合是可能发成很多的元音，比如说可能会发成 ow, 也可能发成这个 a, o, 或者是 u, 或者是长元音 u, 但是它就是不可能发成这个卷舌的 r 的音。那我们来看 schwa sound, 单元音 a, 这个中元音呢，我们来看很明显这个图。舌头是平整的状态，而这个 r 的发音呢，很明显这个舌头是翘起来的，一个 r r。那一定要注意它们的本质区别，就是元音舌头是平整的，而 r 这个音呢，舌头是要卷翘的。那我们在读的时候就要注意单词里面是不是含有字母二，如果没有字母二，肯定不能够卷舌。那 was 是一样的 ，obvious 也是一样的 ，obvious。It was obvious that no matter that 需要做弱读，读成 the、啊、有很多同学会把它读成 the， 这里面注意属于一个平舌的 the。那正常来说它应该读 that， 但是这里面呢它是一个虚词，需要做弱读成 It was obvious the。当然了，如果在句子里面如果这些词读的都很慢，然后一边说一边想的时候呢，这个 that 也有可能不是做弱读的情况。我们说连读包括像这种虚词弱读，一般是在快速语流或者说我们在朗读材料的时候是需要注意的。如果是一边说一边想，停顿比较多的话，虚词也是有可能把它重读出来的。 It was obvious that 怎么怎么样，那么这个 that 就要做重读了。好，我们来看继续。It was obvious that no matter what we were being put through, 后面没有什么太难的，我们注意这个 put 和后面的 through 之间这个 t 要省读， put through 不要读成了 put through。 那并且 put 我们注意嘴巴不是紧张的那个 put， 而是 put 不是 put， 而是 put through。 那我们再看后面半句。It was just temporary. 这个 it 尾部的 t 也可以省掉，可以把它读成 it was， 也可以读成 it was， 因为后面这个 was 的第一个音呢是一个半元音，它本身是辅音，但是它包含元音的特性，所以说我们可以把它当成一个元音和前面的辅音做连读，就变成了 it was， 也可以把它当成辅音，省掉前面的辅音 it was。It was just temporary. 这个 just 如果做强调的话，当然就读成 just。那如果说是虚词弱读，在句子里面一带而过的话，读成 just。It was just temporary. 后面 and 做弱读，那很明显这就是一个虚词了，也没有需要做重读的地方。And 需要弱读成 n， 尾部的省掉。And we were going to be able, 这个 going, 注意不要发成了 going, 是 going, 里面有一个小小的 w 来连贯这两个元音。Going to be able, 这个 be 和 able, 同样是要做一个元音的连读，加一个小小的 ye 的发音，不是 be able, 中间要连贯起来。Be able to 弱读成 t, be able to get through it.get 尾部 t 省掉 through 和后面的 it 再做一个连读，元音加元音连读加 through it。 好，这句话我们再来读一下。 It was obvious that no matter what we were being put through, it was just temporary, and we were going to be able to get through it. It was obvious that no matter what we were being put through, it was just temporary, and we were going to be able to get through it.好，我们来看这句话美音发音。那我们美音呢要注意这个 obvious 这个词，它第一个元音要读成 刚才英音的是 o， 美音是 a， obvious obvious。 那同样后面的 ou 也不能够卷舌啊，不管是英音还是美音，只要单词里面不含有字母 r 就一定不能卷舌。 obvious that no matter 这个 matter， 美音读成 matter， matter 里面的这个 t 要把它半浊成 r r flat t 一闪而过， matter matter。Then no matter what we were 卷舌， we were being put through 没有问题啊， it was just temporary。 We were 卷舌， we were going to be able to get through it， 后面的英音美音都是一样的了。我们再来读一下美音版。 It was obvious that no matter what we were being put through， it was just temporary and we were going to be able to get through it。好的，发音的部分我们就讲完了，下面我们来看这句话的意思。那这句话呢，是哈利王子和他的未婚妻在接受采访的时候准王妃说的一句话。因为他是美国人，所以他这句话是用美音说的。 It was obvious that no matter what we were being put through， 这里有一个 it was obvious， 就是什么什么东西是很明显的，后面这句话就是说是很明显的了。 No matter what we were being put through， 这里有一个 we were being put through， 它是用的是一个被动语态，被动语态而且还是个进行时态，也就是当时那个时间他们承受了很多啊。但是呢， No matter what we were being put through， 不管我们当时正在承受的是有多少， It was obvious that it was just temporary， 那些苦难呢都是暂时的而已。 We were going to be able to get through it， 这里面用到的是一个 We were going to be able， 同样是过去的时间，我们都会能够 get through it。 这个 get through 呢表达的是经历过或者是撑过去或者是渡过难关这样的意思。也就是说啊，很明显不管当时我们承受了多少都不过是暂时的，我们肯定是能够撑过去的，因为很明显他们现在要结婚了，之前的苦难都是暂时的。下面我们来看这句话里面的一些可以为我们所用的词料。首先呢，第一个就是 It was obvious that 什么什么，也就是什么什么东西很明显，这个 that 后面直接加一句话就可以了，这个事情是很明显的。我们来举两个例子哈，比如说呢，很明显他们根本就不想做这件事情， It was obvious that they were not trying to do it。 再比如说，很显然他做这个选择感到很不愉快， It was obvious that she was upset about the choice。第二个词链我们来看呢， No matter what， 不管什么。那后面这个 what 我们可以做随意的替换啊，我们可以说 No matter how， 不管怎么样， No matter when， 不管什么时间， No matter where， 不管哪里， No matter who， 不管是谁，那我们都可以随意的去做替换，表示的是不管怎么样，无论什么什么。那说到这里呢，我就想要给正在听节目的你说一句话，No matter who you are, as long as you're following me, you've made a right decision. 不管你是谁，只要你关注了我，你正在听我的节目， you've made a right decision， 你就做出了一个正确的决定。第三个我们想讲的呢，是一句话，就是 it was just temporary， 或者是 it is just temporary， 就是现在这个情况只不过是暂时的。那在被早读的时候呢，我突然想起来我上周看的一个美剧，就是叫做《了不起的麦瑟尔夫人》里面呢，就两次出现了这句话 It is just temporary 这句话。那这两个片段呢，大概的意思就是说，这两个人婚后由于一些情况不得不回到自己父母家里面去住了，那当然他们的父母会有一些不适应，这个时候女主呢就说 It's only temporary， 只不过是暂时的情况。后来呢，男主也回到自己父母家里了，然后呢他的妈妈开始忙这忙那，然后男主就说It's just temporary， 我住回来只不过是暂时的情况。所以说这部美剧里面两次出现了这句话，就是 It is just temporary。 第四个我们来看一下呢，是 put through。 put through 表示使遭受，那如果加上被动语态 be put through 就是被遭受。那后面还有一个小链啊，就是 get through。 get through 后面可以加 something， 就是撑过什么东西，经历过什么事情，度过什么什么难关。那好，我们来看一个例句哈，比如说我知道我看起来很糟糕，但是我必须要撑过去。I know I look terrible, but I will get through it. 我们再来举一个例子，来用上 put through 和 get through 这两个小链。No matter what we are being put through, we will get through it. 那这句话呢，其实就是我们把王菲这句话变换了一下样子为我们所用了。No matter what we were being put through, 不管我们正在遭受什么， we will get through it. 我们都会撑过去的。今天的活学活用呢，我们就需要用到 get through 来造一个句子。好，大家可以在留言板留言。好的，今天早读我们再来读一下，首先是英音版。 It was obvious that no matter what we were being put through, it was just temporary, and we were going to be able to get through it. 明白。It was obvious that no matter what we were being put through, it was just temporary, and we were going to be able to get through it. 今天早读就是这样了。Have a nice day. See you tomorrow.